When we reach Hvammstjörn Pond, we come to the land settled by Jörundur Þórisson Hals, who lived at Grund. In those days, Grund was the manor and Hjallaland a small holding. In later times, Hjallaland grew to prominence while Grund declined. From Hjallaland, an easy walking route leads up unto Deildarhjalli. From there, a steep slope leads to the Mosaskarð Pass, and finally a fairly steep ridge up to the peak of Mount Jörundarfell. Although the climb is rather strenuous, it is not difficult. Jörundarfell, which is the highest point of Mount Vatnsdalsfjall, 1,038 meters above sea level, commands splendid views of the region. Around 1900, Hjallaland was home to Jósef Einarsson. He was an eccentric and a poet who was ahead of his time in some ways. For instance, he improved his land by building a field wall, which is nearly 700 meters long and is still standing, although now dilapidated. The wooden farmhouse was built by Jósef in the 1890s and later clad in corrugated iron for weatherproofing. Másstaðir, Már's place, derives its name from Már Jörundarson. According to Vatnsdæla saga, Már quarreled with Ingimundur's sons. The saga of Hallfreður the Troublesome Poet says that Másstaðir was the home of a heathen worshipper named Már, who may be the same person. After the adoption of Christianity in Iceland around 1000 AD, a church was established at the former heathen worship site. At Easter 1811, the church at Másstaðir was swept away by an avalanche immediately after Mass. The farmstead of Bjarnastaðir stands in a hollow surrounded by skrís above the eastern end of the Flóðið lake. In the late 19th century, this was the home of photographer Arnór Egilsson, who left a fine archive of portrait photographs. After training as a photographer in Copenhagen, he combined his profession with farming. Above Bjarnastaðir is Vörðufell. On the 9th of 8th October 1720, a landslide fell from the hill onto the farm of Bjarnastaðir, killing 6 people. The landslide also blocked the Vatnsdalsá River, leading to a huge flood. Skíðastaðir, the farm north of Bjarnastaðir, is best known for a landslide in 1545, which destroyed the farmhouse and killed 14 people, according to the annals of the time. About 100 meters up the slope from the Hnausatjörn Pond at the northern edge of Skíðastaðaskriða, Skíðastaðir Skrí, traces remain of a farmstead believed to be Skíðastaðir. The largest foundation is about 10 meters long, another 7 meters, while the third is 2 or 3 meters long. The building stood in a row end to end, north to south. A well-known folktale tells of a raven which saved a girl from Skíðastaðir when the landslide fell.
A maidservant on the farm was in the habit of feeding a raven whenever she herself ate. Once, when she held some food out to him, through the window as usual, he wouldn't take it. The girl was surprised and took the food outside to the raven. The bird came close to her, but without taking the food. Yet he always seemed to be about to feed, and so she followed him out into the grass field some distance from the farmhouse. When they got there, she heard a great roaring from the mountainside above, and a landslide fell on both sides of them, but not on the spot where the girl and the raven were. The farmhouse was destroyed. This was how the raven thanked her for feeding him. It is said that the reason why the landslide didn't fall on that spot was because it had been blessed long ago by Bishop Guðmundur Arason. He was a rebel bishop in the 13th century, a friend of the poor who came to be regarded as a saint. He is said to have travelled all over the country, blessing every place where he stopped overnight, and also many water sources and springs.
The landslide roared down the mountainside, scattering debris over an area of about half a square kilometre. The uneven ground gradually became covered with new vegetation. The present-day farm of Hnausar stands on that land. Just below the mouth of the Flóði lake was Skriðuvað, a ford which was a busy route across the valley in past centuries. A small brook flows into the Hnausatjörn Pond, and Árfarið flows out of it. water horsetail grows in the deep, still waters. A drainage system was made here in the interwar years with a dam at Bjarnastadir, drainage ditches and dikes.